Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Let's go.
Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's hear from Georgia in Ohio, who is 6 years old, who left us this voicemail last night.
I read your book, and the favorite part was your dog saving Pearl in the book. It was so much fun. Your dog, Stanley, looked very, crazy in the pictures. It was so funny. Thank you. Bye.
I believe she felt it.
Yeah.
That's good.
She's still laughing.
Yeah, so my kid's book, it's been out a week now. And the book cycle's weird because it's Tuesday. It's like day one of week two. And so I didn't get to do a lot of book press last week because I was sick. And I'm not going to do it this week. So if you'd like to buy it, please do. I think on Amazon they're doing three for the price of two. 50, I don't know.
So that ship has sailed? You can't do like press 60. Anymore for that?
You can, but what happens is the book company goes, you do it week one, like a movie, try to get a big week, and then you're able to go, wow, I don't know if it's going to be a bestseller or not, but I wasn't able to do what I normally do, which is like, I was going to go do Good Morning America. I was going to go do some, and say, hey, buy it. And so if I'll say this and I'll wrap it. And who knows, bought a lot the second week, it could be a bestseller. If this book ends up being a bestseller as a kid's book, me doing no press, I just owe it all to the B team and not any sort of press at all. And if that happens, I'll never do press again. Screw it.
Don't need it.
Why would I do press? We got our own little group here. But I'm very proud of the book. And it's good. And we're still almost done sending out all the autographs for inside the book. And that's been a process, but we're there. I do want to go over and talk to Brad. And by the way, the book is called, if you go to Amazon, Stanley the Dog, First Day at School. And it's mostly about being true to yourself regardless of what others are saying and how they're acting about you. You may look different and feel different, but it's about your true value. So it's called Stanley the Dog, First Day at School. Brad in Virginia, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I just need words of encouragement, some advice. I'm terrified of flying. I'm not in control. I just need a little words of encouragement and advice. Kind of get through it tomorrow as I travel to go pick up my wife.
You got it. I'm going to give it to you because I'm going to speak to you as you because I, Brad, am also terrified of flying. Like, I hate it. I talk about it on the show a lot. I don't understand how you get something metal and that heavy up there and it just stays up there. Right? I don't understand the science. I understand the scientists are smarter. I don't know how radio works either, but I trust it. I don't know how anything works. Here you go, Brad. So you're going to do it. So we're going to eliminate the fact that you're so scared you may not do it. You're doing it. You're just going to white knuckle it and go. Now, if you just look at data, which is the only real truth in our world with science, is numbers. There are more accidents that happen on the road with cars because there are more idiots driving cars than there are airplanes. So think about that first of all. Do you feel safe, Brad, if you're just driving to work on a Wednesday or like a Tuesday today? Do you feel safe just driving to work? Yes or no?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm in control of myself. I mean, I drive for a living.
But so. You're not, you know this, and I'll talk to you as somebody who got my, not as good as you, but I got a CDL for a show. I had to do all the tests. You're in control of you, but you're not in control. Somebody easily could nail you. You don't have control. You have control of you, part of the equation, but you don't have control of life. Somebody easily, if you're in your car, could pop you, game over. True or false?
You're very true.
Okay,
true.
So thank you. That being said, just looking at numbers, way more accidents with cars than airplanes, even if you go per day, per any. So the plane's not going to crash. If the car's going to crash way before the plane. If you feel safe in a car, you should feel safe in a plane. Secondly, Amy's husband was a pilot in the Air Force. Still is a pilot, but was a pilot in the Air Force. And I sat with him and I said, I need you to talk me through this because I'm going to be scared to fly. He said, okay, here's what turbulence is. It is basically, and I'm going to paraphrase and I'm probably going to be a little wrong. When turbulence more in the daytime, because what happens is the sun goes down, heat hits the ground, heat comes back up, creates little bumps. He goes, you don't crash from that. It's air coming up, you're hitting it. Yep, it's uncomfortable, but it's just like driving down the road and going over a bump.
Yeah, pothole.
Well, yeah,
not even like a pothole.
A speed bump?
Yeah, not even that.
Oh.
Like pebbles in the road, really? Because a pothole could actually flatten a tire. I said that, like a pothole, and he goes, no, you idiot.
Like you just did to me.
It's not even a pothole. So when you feel turbulence, the pilots are going basically, oh, I just ran over a hat that fell out of the back of somebody's car.
Okay.
You aren't going to crash. Look at the news. Do you ever see plane crashes on Southwest? Maybe once every couple of years, and mostly they don't die. It's like we had to land, and that you hardly ever. Yeah. Is there a Sully incident that makes the news? Yes. Did they die? No, and that was a disaster. Occasionally, 1 in 10 million, you'll win the lottery before you get in a plane crash. All that to be said, I'm scared too. But I have to just clutter my mind with all these things to make me 20% less scared so I don't leave water in the seat when I walk out. But you're going to do it. It's going to be terrifying. You're going to be better because of it. You're going to be no less scared once you're done. But you're going to do it. You're going to be fine. You love your wife. The end. Show's over. Go home.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go. You're going to be fine. It's awesome. And think about that. Back in, I don't know, 100 years ago, before the Wright brothers, we had to walk.
Yeah.
To get on a horse.
A horse, yeah.
That sucks.
Took years to
probably
get somewhere.
Even go.
Years. You probably ran into some buffalo and got eaten. All right, Brad, you got this, buddy. Go have it. You're not going to love it. That's showbiz, baby. All right?
Yeah, that's right, baby.
All right, baby.
Sorry, I really appreciate it.
All right, see you, man.
Good luck.
Yeah, baby.
It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My 4-year-old plays in a local T-ball league where the coaches volunteer. There's been some concern that the coach has been intoxicated during games. At this last game, she came 20 minutes after it started, smelling of alcohol, and was kind of rude to the kids who questioned her. If you remember, they're 4 and 5-year-olds. They have no filter. Her cup and breath clearly smelled of alcohol. She then left her cup on the bench, which is within access of any of the kids. She was more clumsy. She was more short with all the players through the game. I understand she's a volunteer. I'm not above anyone having a drink at the fields, but when you're the coach, it's a little different. I'm also concerned for her child that she would be driving home after the game. I don't know if it'd be appropriate to talk to the rec center or just let it be. Any advice would be appreciated. Signed, Mom of a Little Leaguer. First thing I want to say, I'm surprised it's a woman. This is like a dumb dude decision. I've just felt, I guess, unfairly it was a dude doing this. Okay, so here we are. Not a funny situation, obviously. You don't let it be, first of all. I'm gonna start with that. Now we're going to talk about how you cannot let it be. But you can't let it be, because if you let it be and something bad does happen, and there's a whole myriad of things that can happen, that's you're going to feel terribly guilty. Now, what is going to have to happen is going to be awkward for somebody. It is not a comfortable situation to have to address this with anyone, regardless of softball life, period. My advice would be, if this is something that is known amongst other parents of the team, you're going to have to talk with them and nominate someone to have that conversation. Who's best equipped to have that conversation? It could be rec center, sure. It could be rec center, but if there's no relationship at all and it's just somebody who runs a sports complex, that's only going to be disciplinary action, going, hey, we saw you alcohol in your cup, you can't come here anymore. That's all that's going to be. So you can do that, or you can have a nominated party approach. Be like, hey, coach, talk to you after the game. It's going to be awkward. It could end up confrontational. So the person that is best equipped and calm enough to do it and say, hey, I'm just kind of worried about you, la, la, la. Communicate in a manner that is effective and then see where it goes. Either she's not drinking games anymore, she doesn't come to games anymore, but something has to happen because you can't let this just happen. So it's finding the person who you feel could communicate best with her about the situation. You could also be wrong and there's no alcohol in the drink and she doesn't smell like alcohol. You could. There's an outside chance of that. You need to know though. So don't just go all willy-nilly and go like, coach, let me talk to you. And get a responsible group of parents that you trust, nominate someone, respectfully have that conversation. That's my opinion as someone who's dealt with similar situations in life. Not about ball, but about just drinking in places you shouldn't be drinking and sometimes not knowing you're drinking when you shouldn't be at all. Amy, your thoughts?
Yeah, I would say just look at this first and foremost, the safety of those children and her child. And it is going to be uncomfortable, but sometimes there's discomfort in communication and that you just have to, this is too important for you to ignore and let it be.
Well, any growth hurts. If you're 12 and you're growing physically and your body's growing, that hurts. You're like, oh, wake up. He's like, any growth hurts. Any growth to be better hurts. If mm-hmm. you're learning a new skill, it sucks. It hurts because there's a struggle of failing. So look at this as growth. It's going to be painful and awkward, but somebody's got to do it. And if nobody does it and something bad happens, you are not going to be happy with yourself.
And I wouldn't I hear a little bit of denial and then like, I get it. You know, coaching Little League, have a drink. Actually, no.
That's not what she said. She said at the ballpark. People drink at the park.
But yes. She's a coach though.
No, I know. She's saying she's not against people having a drink at the
right. Okay. Watching the game.
Watching the game. But she's arriving as a coach. Yes. I'm just like, it's uncomfortable, but it has to be done. Like, it sounds necessary to me.
And I don't think this is about Eddie, right?
I was going to say one time I was mowing the lawn and I had a beer and it was right before my kid's game and I went and one of the dads called in and they're like, hey, we need you to coach third base. And I'm like, oh, are they going to all smell me? Like, I just had a beer. And so no one said anything. So I think I'm all right.
You're good?
It's not about me.
All right, there you go. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
So as a reminder, we had a segment last week and Eddie and Scuba Steve were in Memphis. They went to watch the Elvis movie. And while they were there, they go to a bar and they see a guy playing Gavin DeGraw, I Don't Wanna Be. This song right here from Gavin DeGraw. I don't wanna be anything other. Is a guy just covering this song in a bar. And they think since Gavin's been on the show once and they happen to have his number for professional reasons, they needed to text him a video at 1 a.m.
It was a good version though. This guy was really good.
Right, I hear you. Sure. And so we talk about how that's kind of awkward. You're not friends with him.
No, we don't really know him.
It's like getting his number off a medical form and then being like, oh, I have his number. Let me send him a little something. Yeah.
And to be clear, it was Scuba's idea. He said, should I text him? I said, yes, absolutely.
So I say, Gavin's a nice guy. He's probably not going to be mad, but that's inappropriate. You can't do that. You can't go down to Broadway here in Nashville and be like, hey, Garth, here's Friends in Low Places. Here, this is Sally doing it.
Man, you guys railed us for doing
not
this.
Not railed. Mildly reamed.
Okay, yeah. Reamed.
So Gavin came out at my show. I brought him out on Saturday night as a surprise. And so he's backstage ready to surprise the crowd inside of my comedy and inspirational show. And you asked him about this.
Yeah, he was backstage. So I said, hey, Gavin, can I ask you a question? You know how we texted you of that version of that guy singing your song? Like, was that inappropriate to you? He's like, what are you talking about? No, it was cool.
He didn't say, what are you talking about?
He said, quote, I will tell you what he said. He goes, dude, I really enjoyed that. Like, I like the reminder of, like, that's cool. People are still playing my music. To me, it's very flattering. And then he ended with
this.
He's
just being nice to you. Go ahead.
Hey, he ended with, next time you see someone else playing that, dude, text away.
Yeah, right. You think he wants you sending a cover song from every barbecue joint in America?
Scuba, we're good, dude.
All right, cool.
You do realize he's a nice guy and he was just being. What do you think he's going to say?
dude, don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I would expect him to be like, ah, man, yeah, it was a little weird or whatever, but he didn't say that. He said, dude, I was very flattered by that.
But he also could have just stopped it. I was flattered and it was cool. He didn't have to add on.
Correct.
Send it to me next time.
That's why I think that he's just being super nice. And it's like, yeah, man, who wants to see?
Yeah, I think it would be a different answer if Bobby asked him as opposed to the person that sent the text.
Okay, Bobby, let's say that we're somewhere and I see someone covering Raging Idiots. Boom. Or someone else does.
That has happened before and I wanted it, because, but I'm not famous. But I don't have my that Gavin DeGraw song is so massive, 10,000 people are covering it every night.
And you're okay. Friends with Bobby, Amy.
Okay, and not me, bad example, but anybody. Like
bad example all the way around, yes.
Yeah, all the way around.
The rule is, if you haven't texted with them on a personal basis before in a friendly way, don't text them. Okay. If you get their number from the show.
Okay.
We should be like, punishment one day should be like, if you mess up or do something, you have to text someone from your phone.
No, they do that anyway. That's not punishment. That's fun for them.
Hey, you know what else he said?
It was so embarrassing.
He said, did you send that to me? I said, no, Scuba Day. He's like, well, let me give you my number so you can text me next time.
Okay. Oh, this story.
That's what I'm saying.
The story is like being exact. And then he said, hey, come over tonight and we'll have dinner.
No, he never said that.
Gavin DeGraw is so good. This song, Ford. You know, he did this whole album about his, and the story is his parents died. He had a lot of death, and he wanted to finish his album before his dad died. His dad was diagnosed with cancer, and he got to play it for his dad right before he died. He'd been working on it, and his dad listened to it, and his dad died very soon after that. And the first track on it's called, The River, and it's about his dad finally going to meet his mom because his mom passed away earlier. Super emotional. But he has a song called Ford that's like, what you should appreciate in life. I mean, there is not a more country song, the meaning, the message, than this song right here. Play the hook of that song for me, Ray.
Just driving old Ford, count blessings and praise the Lord. Have less make you feel like more. Leave work at the front door. Work hard and you get paid.
It's such a good song, for us in this room, for us to listen to the show. This is, it's a great message. For our kind of people.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Helen Davis from Boulder, Colorado is celebrating her 99th birthday, and I guess she's in bucket list mode. So to cross off an item on her bucket list, she went gliding on a plane. It was a glider plane. I guess this thing doesn't have an engine. It's small.
Pass.
And it just glides across
the
sky. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, so crazy. She did it, and here's audio of her talking about how much she loved it.
I don't know what I expected, but I loved every minute of it.
Yeah, when airplanes are like, hey, we can put it in glide mode if the engine goes out. Like, how do you glide if you're 5,000 pounds? How do you glide a rock? Get 98 years old and still want to do stuff.
99 bones. He's almost 100.
If I'm 99, I hope I just want to get out of bed and go to the bathroom and not just go to the bathroom in the bed. So that's awesome. Good story. What's her name again, Eddie?
Her name is Helen Davis.
Helen.
Happy birthday, Helen.
Keep rocking. Happy birthday. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I wonder what's up with this woman. She is searching for her 12th husband. She's given up on, hasn't given up on love through 11 marriages. She's addicted to marriage.
Oh my God.
Addicted to marriage.
Might as well face it. She's addicted to love. Marriage. That's 12. I mean, she's been married 11 times.
Gosh.
That is what. Monette Diaz, 52, an interior designer based in Utah, is on this show called Addicted to Marriage, which followed her relationship. Could you as a judge just go like, I'm not signing this. You've been married 11 times. Do you ever like tap out? Is that a thing? Can you get married 100 times?
I have no idea. I wonder.
So she's been married 11 times. That's crazy. That's from the New York Post. But that TLC, man, that channel puts on. It's like they walk around going, all right, biggest weirdo in the room, raise your hand. Hey, all things. It's crazy. They have the wildest shows
on
their
channel. Yeah, they have. Isn't that the one with My Strange Addiction?
Yeah, they used to have the Siamese, the girls that were attached.
Exactly.
I mean, that was a great show.
It's people like him they want.
Oh,
yeah,
my
that's
goodness.
A demo.
It was so fascinating.
Is there anything you do or you're addicted to that you...
Stories like this on the air. Just can't get enough of them. There's a guy who's asked his ex-girlfriend to pay $9,000 in dating expenses after a breakup.
9,000.
That's a funny Venmo request.
Yeah, it's
you get a little red dot on your phone. Wait, what's this? 9,000. What is this for? Our whole dating relationship together? That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, but he chose to spend it.
Yeah. No, he's nuts. They should do a TLC show on him, right? As we're looking for crazies. But I just think that's hilarious. A man has asked his ex-girlfriend to pay $9,000 in dating expenses after a breakup. That's good money if you can get it. Good work if you can get it, I guess. So there's that. And then I did want to bring up that two things here. Lunchbox thinks I'm being scammed instead of Amy being scammed.
Yes.
He thinks that. So I'm willing to hear this because we do bring up Amy's issues.
So I saw a post on the B-Team page about a woman. I think it was a woman. She said she was at your show this past weekend and she got an autographed poster. And then afterwards, she went to the Luke Bryan's bar and they wouldn't let her bring the poster in the bar. And so they were going to hold the poster for her and someone stole it. And I'm like, A, she's just scamming Bobby because she wants a free autographed poster. She didn't pay any money for a poster and she didn't get anything autographed. And she saw other people doing it and was like, man, I wish that was me. So she makes up this story because what bar won't let you carry in a poster?
Oh, here's a big flashing sign says no posters allowed.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I didn't
see that.
That's his big rule.
Yeah. I
mean, you go shopping somewhere, guess what? And you go into a bar, you can bring your bags into a bar. You can't, they don't tell you you can't bring a poster, but you can bring t-shirts. Okay. And then also, no offense, Bobby, but who wants to steal a Bobby Bones autographed poster? Mm. Nobody. You're being scammed.
Well, that's offensive. Anytime anybody says no offense to me, I'm always hurt right after that.
Yes. So she is scamming you by doing this, and then you send her one, and then everybody else is going to see that and be like, well, I don't have to buy the poster. I'll just say I had one and it got stolen.
Okay, let me rewind.
Yes,
I
please.
Did a couple shows this weekend. We do what they call hatch prints. It's like the name of the show, the date, what it is. I did two shows.
One They're of them, very cute.
Like, it was like a June 18th, comedically inspirational, Bobby Bones. And she stayed after the show and I happily signed it. There's a picture of her with it. She posted a picture like, this is me getting the poster signed. That's why I believed her.
Oh.
And then I think somebody probably just threw it away. It wasn't so much stolen, but she doesn't have it anymore. It takes me no time and 8 seconds to get another poster, hatch print, sign it, and send it to her. Even if she is scamming me, if she cares enough to want a hatch print signed by me, I'm happy to send her one.
And then all of a sudden, you're going to get a bunch of requests. Oh, I was at the show and my hatch print, oh, it got stolen. It got lost by the airline.
Well,
oh.
The first scam's only the one that works. We know that. You don't get scammed. So if other people are trying to get me, I won't allow those.
Sometimes.
I'm not like Amy. Yeah, she's been scammed 9 times. So I don't think that's, if I am being scammed because someone wants me to sign something, that's the greatest scam ever. They did say they wanted my social security number on the back for some reason.
What?
So I'll write really? That on there too when I send it back to them.
Okay.
By the way, big news, Raymundo's song, Vacation Part 2, is now out. Now, Ray, do you have Vacation Part 1? Because what I'd like to do is talk to our audience. A year or so ago, Ray comes out with this song. How long ago?
I would say 3 years, 2019.
And pandemic is, I don't even remember those
years.
Wow. So Ray has this song called Vacation. It's Eric Dodd with Raymundo. His wife, we call her Bay. And so it's called Vacation. And here's a clip.
Are you down for a vacation?
And so that's Eric Dodd singing, and then Ray does a rap part. Is that coming up?
Probably not. Maybe right here.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, vacation.
Yeah. Don't get that FOMO from Instagram. Imagine these noodles are a catamaran and just flow. Go with the flow. They call me Bobby Bones, Susan Raymundo.
Hey,
I forgot what a jam that was, man.
That's so good.
That's a good one. We should put that back in the dance party at some point.
Yeah.
So you guys did Vacation Part 2.
Correct.
The wild success of this song. People were demanding a follow-up, obviously. How long has you been working on this?
We did it like 3 months ago, and I mean, it was one day, and then it took a lot of times going to the studio. One time my voice was messed up, so I had to do retakes and stuff, because I have a rap part that I do.
Yeah.
So it took me.
They did retakes because of your voice?
Wait, yeah, so no, you wasted 3 months on a song?
No, it takes like you to write it, produce it, get in the studio. His voice messed up.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I felt bad. I kept having to do redos.
Yeah, I don't think it was your voice. I think it's probably your voice.
They just said they were like, they're not feeling it. It really wasn't a good part
of
the song.
Yeah, that's not your voice. They're not feeling it. Yeah. But I like it.
We made it perfect.
Okay. So this is it's just called Vacation Part 2?
Yeah.
Wow. And so who's this featuring?
So this is me, Dodd, and then we got Abby, phone screener Abby.
Let's go. That's awesome. Okay.
Abby Anderson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it Abby Lee Anderson?
Oh, Abby Lee.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Abby Lee Anderson's her stage name.
Oh, my goodness.
So Vacation Part 2, Eric Dodd featuring Susan Raymundo or Raymundo?
It is featuring Raymundo.
And?
Abby Lee Anderson.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Can we play this from the beginning?
Yeah.
We'll just play verse, chorus, and then your rap part, is it in this part?
Yeah, it's sprinkled in there.
Oh, no, it's sprinkled rap?
No, it's just one. It's one rap, and then that's it.
Here is Vacation Part 2, Eric Dodd, Raymundo, and Abby Lee Anderson.
It's Vacation Part 2, baby!
Your spring's cool.
not quite like June. When that finally drink hits your lips right about noon. Girl, that copper tone, how you put it on. Ooh, vacation part two, we're gone. Feeling just right so high like this blue sky we're under. Push your way down the lake all day just chasing thunder.
Dang, I didn't even know if it was going to make the air or not.
Yeah,
that's pretty
I did.
Cool.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
Is it Vacation Part 2 or Some Summer?
I know, I thought the same thing.
All right.
Yeah. I don't ever hear the word. I can't wait for it's Vacation Part 2.
Right,
just
right.
In the beginning, I guess.
Yeah.
So good.
But whatever, who cares? It's a good song.
Thank you.
But you say it at the beginning, right? You're like, it's Vacation Part 2.
Just so people know if they're part
of
the trilogy.
It's not in the song at all. Yeah.
Trilogy? Oh, is there a third?
I mean, it can go on forever. This is me now married because I was just boyfriend, girlfriend in part one. Part two is me. It's hubby sizzin'. So never know. The third one, maybe daddy sizzin'.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Fast forward to your rap part. Let me know when you get that up. I want to hear that again. Because I was listening to Ray and I was like, you know what? I mean, listen, he's not going to go sign with Def Jam. But for him... pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's very Hickory Dickory Dock, but that's good. So it's a good little song. You got it ready?
Yep.
Here's Ray's hip hop part, rap part again. Go ahead.
Hey, man, your hubby sizzin' here. You're so Gucci, you sizzle like fireworks shooting right out of Charlie Daniels' old fiddle. Like sunny side up, Hickory bacon on my McGrit griddle. You're so fire, yeah, such a dime. Make a Broadway boy want to whistle.
That's good, dude. I like it.
Good.
I like it. I'm proud of you. That's good.
Did he write that one?
Griddle.
Yeah, I think I did the grit griddle. Eric did the Charlie Daniels old fiddle. Maybe it was a tribute to old time players, but.
Or Charlie Daniels.
Yeah.
Devil went down to Georgia.
Yeah, actually, the literal guy died this time. Abby, by the way, nice job, Abby. Yeah, come on. That's thank how you. We some. Yeah, you nailed it. Come on. How you feel about it, Abby?
I love it. It sounds so good. I love his part.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Well, he loves yours, so you're even.
Yeah. That was so fun.
Good job, guys. Vacation Part 2, it's out there. Ray, you can stream it now?
Yeah. Everywhere.
How much money did you make off Vacation Part 1, do you think?
Honestly, I think it was around, I said that bit, we said 500, and then, I mean, they keep trickling in, so maybe I made like 700, 800.
Really?
Yeah, mailbox money.
Lunch.
It keeps coming in.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, what do you think of the song?
You should have stopped with Vacation 1. This one is not as catchy. It was just like, okay. Like
it's slower.
It's slower. It doesn't feel like a summery song. Like it was just like taking forever. It was a long song. Like
how long was it, Ray?
2:30, 2:50.
Very short. That's a super short song.
No, Vacation doesn't feel long. Mm. That felt long. Mm. And, I mean, there's so much auto-tune on that song that it's just like, oh, my gosh, guys. Like, really? Like, you can't even concentrate on the words and the fun. You don't feel the vibe. All you hear is the... auto-tune.
You're telling me you can't fun or vibe because it's so auto-tuned?
That
like
was
so, many
so
songs
auto-tuned.
Have
every song, even if you don't need auto-tune, people use
but
auto-tune
not,
now.
But not as much as that. You could put anybody...
Okay, now you're just hater. You've gone into full hater mode.
No.
Just don't even give him the mic to hate on
like
them
you could
Abby.
Have said it's any... I didn't say anything about Abby.
Would you like to?
You brought it up. Yes, thank you,
Amy. Auto-tune. You just brought up auto-tune.
You're going to admit that Abby is so auto-tuned, no? You wouldn't even know it's her if you just played the song.
That's not what I said.
Go ahead, Lunchbox. Say what you want to say.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, he said it.
She is so auto-tuned. If you didn't tell me that was her, you would just be like, oh, that's just anybody.
Oh.
You can't. You want someone to know your voice? You don't know that's Abby's voice. That's a fake voice.
No, it's not.
That was
I
Abby
tell
singing.
That's Abby.
No, you didn't hear the nasally because they took it out.
Oh, my God. All right, anyway, Ray, Abby, great job. I really like it.
Hey, hit Vacation 1 again.
Hater.
No, don't hit Vacation.
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Again. All right. I remember when Vacation 1 came out, Lunchbox hated it too.
Yeah.
Now he's found it as his savior.
No, I said it's a lot better than that one. Like, don't have a trilogy because if it's just going worse and worse. It's sort of like the Fast and the Furious. It started out strong and it just kept going. It was like, good God, is this ever going to end?
But people love Fast and Furious.
Yeah, it makes a lot of money.
The Bobby Bones Show. It was a drug shipment that went to a supermarket by mistake, and they're like, oh, you get a bunch of packages probably at a supermarket. They got this huge, like, crate of stuff, and they open it. It's $83 million worth of drugs.
Oh, my God.
Like, whoever addressed that through the wrong place, probably in trouble.
Yeah.
That's probably not Stamps.com's fault. I'll be honest with you.
Honestly, they might not even be alive right now.
Yeah, $83 million. It was, like, hidden in crates of bananas, and it was sent to the just, why? Well, what if you're just, like, the stock person? Like, I used to stock at Hobby Lobby, and we get stuff, and you open it up, all right. What?
You're like, oh, my.
You're like, you're looking around. Oh. So I saw that. That came from Newsweek. The next story I want to talk about I saw is that the nicest celebrity ever who gets very, very angry in public, and I want to play it for you, and you tell me if it's justified or if it's a little over the top. Unwarranted. The nicest celebrity ever. Not that nice. We'll play that for you coming up next. Tom Hanks in the news again. We're talking about how people saw him, and he wasn't looking great, like weak or old. But Morgan saw him out in the wild and said he looked fine.
Yeah, he looked great.
So here's a video of Tom Hanks yelling at someone to back the blank off.
Uh-oh.
Which he's like the nicest guy ever, and you wouldn't think this would happen. The question is it justified, or is he overreacting? Here's Tom Hanks with Rita Wilson, his wife. They're being mobbed by fans. One of the fans bumps into Rita, almost trips her, and this is Tom freaking out. Here we go.
How you doing?
It's been a long time.
Be careful, Tom.
Watch out. Move.
Hey, man.
Whoa.
Stop it.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Back the off.
What are y'all doing?
Knock it over my wife.
Yeah, they're bugging.
Sorry, Tom, about that.
Sorry about that, Tom.
Let me say this. I love that.
That's awesome.
I can't get it. And people are like, Tom Hanks, evil Tom is a murderer. No, that's his wife, man.
Yeah.
If you get to do that, it's if it's your wife or your kid. Like, you get to act like that toward anybody if anybody is threatening, possibly threatening, accidentally threatening your wife or your kid. Play just that clip. Now I'm into it now. It's going to be my ringtone. You call me, you hear this right here.
Back the off.
What are y'all doing?
It's weird to hear him angry, though, and not in a role.
Yeah.
But I like that because now Tom Hanks seems like a little, he's like 3D, more human, more elements to him, instead of just the super kind, nice guy.
Yeah, I don't think that there's anything wrong with that at all.
Play one more time, Ray.
Back the
He got serious.
Yeah.
Real quick.
It's like he came out
of with his wife.
I'd like to hear Garth. It's like people you wouldn't expect to hear that, but you would appreciate it if they did because they're so nice. You hear Garth go, shut the up. That'd be awesome.
Ah, that's great.
Or Keith Urban would be like, get the out my way, or whatever his accent is. That'd be awesome. Like super nice people gone bad.
Wow.
Or protective?
I like bad, though. It's, okay. it's a better clickbait. Better clickbait headline. Anyone have a problem with that at all?
No. I think he overreacted because if you watch the clip, Rita Wilson is walking ahead, and the guy's trying to get Tom to sign a hat, and Rita stops walking. So the guy is looking at Tom, and he just bumps into her back, and he acts like he was violently shoving Rita. I think Tom overreacts.
It is his wife, and it's a guy wanting an autograph.
And she stopped in front of him.
But she has the right to stop wherever she wants. She's walking, talking. Again, if you're going to harass Tom Hanks for an autograph at a point when he's not really probably doing autographs, you got to be really careful. Put your head on a swivel. You don't run into somebody, especially his wife. I bet he didn't sign it, did he? Or he's like, this. Bag them up! Hey, let me see your hat, buddy. Yeah, what's your name?
He does it anyway.
Signs it up
and
right
take a
there.
Selfie.
Yes. All right. Thank you, guys. Call us if you want. 877-77-BOBBY. That number, there's also a voicemail line. You can leave a voicemail at any time if you don't get to us. You can leave it right then, and we'll get to it. This is Cynthia, who left us a voicemail. She's from Alabama.
My daughter and I just got home to Montgomery after going up to Nashville to see Bobby's show on Saturday. Woo woo! Cannot say enough about it. It was so amazing. It was so good. So motivational and inspirational at the same time. We went for my daughter's 17th birthday and she absolutely loved it. It was great for her to hear messages about failures and opportunities, knowing that she's going to be going off to college in a year. So again, amazing.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're going to do some more shows soon. I don't know when. We don't have the theater, but as soon as we do, I'll tell you. And I'm super pumped to get that back on the stage again.
Here is another voicemail. This is a Fun Fact Friday where listeners will call and give us theirs. So I'm going to play this one now. I know it's Tuesday, but call and leave these for us because we'll play them all on a Friday together in like a package. So here's a early Fun Fact Friday. Go ahead.
Here's Fun Fact for Fun Fact Friday. If you eat a pineapple, it actually eats you as well until it hits your stomach acid.
Did you know that?
No.
I don't get it.
If you eat a pineapple, it eats the things. There's acid in your stomach. It, like, eats some of the bad stuff.
Oh.
It has something called enzyme bromelain. I'm probably not saying that right, but it breaks down proteins and is an excellent meat tenderizer. It's also what makes your mouth tingle, burn, and maybe even bleed.
It does.
It's because of this. It's when it bleeds and stuff in your mouth, it's trying to break down the proteins there.
Oh,
so
that's
it's eating you back.
Amazing.
You eat too much. Mm-hmm. I ate too much pineapple once, and I was like, oh, my mouth hurts. It was eating me.
Mm-hmm. Huh. There you go.
Bromelain, I think.
Sure. We'll give that a run.
I don't know. I'm probably wrong, too.
We'll give that a run. The Bob
Bone Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Dyson, you know, the vacuum company, they released its 2022 global dust study. And
that
pretty
was the
much.
Most boring study that I would never click into. If that was a headline on Twitter, I would even look twice at it. Global dust study. Click, nope, scroll.
The headline is for the article, The Repulsive Reason Pets Shouldn't Sleep in Our Beds. That would make you click.
It's been done a few times, but what are they saying?
Okay, well, I feel like Dyson, they're the experts. And good news, our homes are cleaner than ever, which is awesome. However, our pets are not, and the dust and stuff that lives on them, like viruses and microscopic dust mite from feces, well, that's all over our pets, and they're climbing in our beds.
My band in college, microscopic dust mites from feces. we were a bit darker than the Raging Idiots.
What a great name.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So
here's the situation with pets and why we feel like they're so clean, because we're always told a pet's tongue is cleaner. So we just assume everything on a pet is clean. It's like, if a pet's lick is cleaner than a human's, well, I guess their butt must be clean, too. Mm-hmm. We just feel like it's all clean. It's not. It's like if we were rolling around outside in the grass and dirt all day.
We were at the pet store the other day because my kids wanted to get a ferret. We're not, by the way. But we're not.
They're amazing, though.
Fish
die? So gross.
No, fish is alive.
Good question.
Fish is alive, plus two snails in the tank. Everyone's thriving. So we go, and I'm like, let's just go look at the ferret, and you can hold the ferret, and maybe that will, you know, fill whatever need they have for the moment. And they hold it, and the ferret is so stinky. And then I ask the guy, I'm like, can we bathe? If we were to get a ferret, would we be able to bathe it? He goes, that actually makes ferrets stink more. You just have to let them be. And I was like, oh, this is disgusting.
Let
no
them
way.
Be. A beetle song? If it stinks, you clean it.
What kind of animal stinks worse after you clean it?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Also, don't get that animal.
Yeah, no.
That's, yeah.
Back to the Dyson story. They say that we need to be vacuuming our mattresses.
Yeah, of course, they sell vacuums. And here's why the story goes.
Because that will help with all
vacuum
the situations.
Yeah, yes.
We've concluded that.
Okay. So a couple of years ago, there was a video of a three-month-old baby saying, I love you.
Three-month-old? Can they do that?
Yes. That baby.
No, like generally three months old.
No.
Okay.
It's not common, right? That's why it was a big deal if the three-month-old did it. But records, they're made to be broken. And I've got a clip of a two-month-old baby saying, I love you, two different times in the same clip.
I love you.
I struggle sometimes when I say something and then Lunchbox repeating it back to me. And that kid can do that.
That was impressive.
Like ambulance.
Ambulance.
See? But that baby can do it. Just like that. That's awesome. So, that kid must have some sort of advanced, because he doesn't know what he's saying. Doesn't understand language. But can hear Gatuta and go Gatuta.
That's amazing.
That's wild.
Impressive for sure. So we had Brett Eldredge on the show, and it's something he's been vocal about, his mental health and staying off of social media. But he said the discipline has been so good for him. Like, he doesn't want to wake up in the morning. The first thing he thinks about is what TikTok trend he needs to be a part of. He goes, that's not really the life I want to go after. And he says that a lot of artists are feeling this right now, and he'll still engage a little bit on socials, but he's not going to let it run his life. And I feel like that's something that we could all benefit from hearing from time to time.
And he's not just blowing smoke.
No.
Brett's one of my best friends. We don't talk about that a lot here, but I can text him and I don't hear back from him for 3 days. So either he's playing the whole thing out and just using it. And it's I'll be like, hey, dude, where are you? Tuesday.
Wow.
Wednesday.
Well,
Thursday. Hey, man, just watching TV. What are you doing? I'm like, well, you've really checked out, buddy.
He said that a way he's been able to help create these boundaries is he literally locks himself out of his phone so he can't look at it
True
at
story.
Certain times.
Not his call phone.
But he can't. He has an app that keeps him locked out of apps after a certain time.
Really?
And then if he needs to get into it, he has like somebody be like, hey, could,
like
he,
if there's an
he
emergency. Puts,
he disciplines himself, knowing he's not going to be good at disciplining himself, but he disciplines himself by letting other people discipline him.
Interesting.
Sounds dirty, but not that way. All right, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Nico's Mexican restaurant in Salt Lake City has been serving Mexican food for about a decade, but it's a small family-run business. Pandemic hit, and there's no customers. Ghost town. And, you know, the son's like, man, I can't let my dad go out of business. So he got on TikTok, did a little story, showed his dad in the morning how excited he was to serve the customers, showed him cooking food for the customers, and said, please, guys, come save my dad's business. And now hundreds of people are coming through that door every single day.
I mean, there can't be a lot of Mexican food places in Salt Lake City, right?
I wouldn't.
I mean, just thinking about, so we need the ones that are good and doing, they need them to stay in business. Because they can't, it's like, listen, I know you can make any kind of food anywhere, but if I'm in Iowa, I don't know I'm searching for sushi.
Right.
Yeah, probably not.
Landlocked. Ooh,
if, no way. If I'm in Salt Lake City, I don't know that I'm trying to find the best taqueria. But if there's a good one, we really need to embrace it. And that's a good story. I like it. Anything else, Lunchbox?
6 million views on TikTok and people, thousands of comments. And, I mean, business is booming.
Love to hear it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, do you, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing, too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it, well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.